Hello, everybody. Come on in. Welcome to our monthly maintenance call. This is open coaching for those of you that are in maintenance. If this is your first time listening to this call, welcome, welcome. I believe I noted somebody on the Facebook group and I didn't have it pulled up, but I can't remember her name, but she just joined maintenance this week. So welcome to you if you're on this call. I think I sent her a message too. I am Coach Christy. I am do a lot of these maintenance calls, although y'all had the amazing Coach Betsy last month. And if you haven't listened to that, go back and take a listen. It was a really great call. I was wedding dress shopping with my future daughter-in-law, and y'all, that was so fun. And she did say yes to a dress, and I can't wait to be able to show you all the picture, but she wants it to stay a secret for a little while. So, but it was really a lot of fun. So, but I miss you guys so much. Good morning from Oklahoma City. I see. Anybody else? Who else? Where else are y'all today? Beautiful Michigan. Okay. Love it. Oh, thank you. I got this top from my sister, Shirley, for my birthday in September. So thank you. And the earrings too. She gave me the top and the earrings. So cute. And so I was saving it for y'all to wear on this call today. Okay, so if you haven't ever attended a maintenance call today, this is for those of us that are in maintenance. This is open coaching. All you have to do is raise your hand to get coached. Any topic, it doesn't even necessarily have to be around weight loss. It could be around the holidays. It can be, this is y'all's call to make it about whatever you think you need some guidance or you just want to chat about. I'm here for you. But today I do kind of have, as y'all know, I like to do like a little introductory chit chat about things that were on my mind. And of course, since it's the holiday season for a lot of us, I wanted to talk a little bit about the holidays and some challenges that I myself have experienced, and maybe some other ones that you all are possibly thinking about going through this holiday season. If this is your first holiday season in maintenance, this will be a great call for you to listen to. If this isn't your first holiday season in maintenance, but you are contemplating trying to maintain this year and never have, this is a great call for you. And if you're listening to this call and you're not in maintenance and you just kind of want to listen and see, like, what are the people that are maintaining their weight talking about and what are they doing? This is also a really good call for you. The things that I'm going to be talking about here in a second are not exclusive to those of us in maintenance, but I am going to put like a little bit of a maintenance flair on it. Because I do believe that we have different challenges in maintenance than we do while we're losing our weight. Good morning, Susan. You're listening while shopping at Trader Joe's. Paula, hi from Arkansas. I got married in Arkansas. Oh, thanks, Jody. Looking beautiful. Hello from Oregon, Southern California. I love this. Northeast Nevada. I used to live in Nevada. Nice, nice. Thanks everybody for being here. I'm super excited to talk to you today. Okay, so I've got sort of a top three challenges, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this part because most of us know what our challenges are, but I just want you, as I'm going through these top three challenges of the holiday season for those of us in maintenance, I want you to think about, is this me? Like which one of these three things, and it may not have been you in a long time. So you can think back to maybe what your struggles were when you weren't in maintenance, or maybe when you first got in maintenance, some struggles that you had during the holiday season. The first one that I want to talk about, and I gotta be careful about how I say this, right? But a lot of us in maintenance, as we've lost our weight, the kinds of foods that we eat most often have changed. I want you to think about maybe the way you ate when you were at your highest weight and how you eat now, the kinds of foods you eat. Now, well, you know, we talk about in OBS that you can eat all the foods that you love and still lose weight. But those of us that are in maintenance have, as we get down lower to our maintenance range, some of us, not all of us, but some of us have had to level up some of the foods that we've chosen. And a lot of us have done that over time. I've done that myself. I haven't had to level up a lot of what I've eaten, but I have leveled up some things. The difference for me in leveling up my food since I've been in maintenance is that I actually had a desire to do it. I didn't feel like I had to do it. And I had done that. I was able to do that because I had spent so much time during my weight loss journey practicing with all of those, I'm just going to call them no-no foods that Weight Watcher taught me I couldn't have. I had spent so much time building safety and abundance and permission around these foods that once I trusted that I truly could have these foods whenever I wanted, then I was able to ask myself, but do you really? I was able to take into account other things like how does it feel in your body? Does it support your workouts that you're trying to do? Does it help you with sleep? Like I was able to consider a lot more things that I tried to consider while I was losing weight, but it felt very much like a should. Now, how does this relate to the holidays? Okay, insert holidays. And we are usually, a lot of us are around a lot of those foods that we maybe, I'm just gonna say, are a little out of practice with, or we just don't have them very often. They're usually higher calorie, higher sugar, higher fat, all of those kinds of things that maybe we have just don't have very often. And not only do you not have it very often, maybe it is very like holiday specific. I only get these cookies, that my grandma makes at this time of year, or when I go home, I get my mom's very special lasagna. That is me. My mom makes a mean lasagna, y'all, for reals. So there might be that situation where you're just out of practice with some of these foods, or these foods truly are a little bit special, like you only get them at a certain time. So that's kind of the biggest challenge that I see around the holidays. That's number one. I put that as number one because when I think about the holidays, the first thing I think of is the different foods than what I normally eat. So if that's you, you're number one. There's just being around all of those foods. And the other thing about being around all of these foods, y'all can give me a thumbs up if this is you. I always went into the holiday seasons when I was doing all the different diets. I always went into the holiday seasons with this idea of, well, this is just what people do. Like, who loses weight during the holidays? That's crazy talk, right? Like, society, give me a thumbs up if that's you. Have you thought that in the past? Like, well, this is just what we do. We just eat our faces off. Everybody gains 5 pounds. It's no big deal, right? Like, you feel like you have all of this support for that, right? So part of that is that just being around all these foods, and then you have this relationship established over time that when I'm presented with these foods, your habit brain, that part of your brain that just reacts automatically, just shows up to these foods with the relationship that you have established over time. So I want you to think about, like, Christmas morning, and I'm just going to describe to y'all my Christmas morning. So we're like one of those families that everybody watches everyone open one single present at a time. So opening of gifts at my house takes like 6 hours. We usually have to take some kind of intermission, and that intermission usually involves like some of my favorites. I do some kind of breakfast casserole. I do sausage balls, which I have an amazing recipe for sausage balls. If anybody needs it, tag me in Facebook or send me a message in Help Scout and I can send it to you. Mimosas. There's usually some kind of pastry. I usually do some kind of fruit. And for me, someone who actually doesn't normally eat breakfast, really, this is a challenge for me, right? But my brain, because this is how I grew up, that's the kind of Christmas breakfast we would have growing up. So unless I really think through it logically, unless I really think through it, then I'm going to bring the relationship that I've established from my past to that meal. So if I'm not using my prefrontal cortex, my conscious thinking brain, then I'm just going to show up from my past and I'm going to want to overeat it and I'm going to want to do all of those things. So keep that thing in mind. Okay, the second, let me see, anonymous. Oh, sorry. What is Help Scout? I call it Help Scout because that's the platform we use. It's support at pmptribe.com. Okay, let's see. So I answered that for you. The second challenge that I find for a lot of us in maintenance is, and you might have seen this in the holiday weight loss webinar that Corinne did last Sunday. Busy schedules, and less time for movement, less time for planning, less time for journaling, less time for you personally, right? To just kind of meet your own goals. So this is number two. Now, I'm gonna put a little disclaimer here because ever since, if you did the old like handling the holidays course, one of the exercises in there was to get out your calendars for like November, December, and actually plot what your I'm just gonna say, like, out of the normal eating days are, like, when your parties are, when you're having company, like those kinds of things, like plot them on a calendar. So if you haven't tried that, do this. It's so cool. Like, if your brain is telling you, oh yes, Christy, I am number two. Like, my life just gets so busy that I don't even have time to plan. I don't have time to do these things. First thing I want you to do is let's check that thought and see if there's any truth to it. Get out your calendars. Put down on there when all these abnormal eating days are. Most of the time, you can see actually a lot of normal days. And so we show our brain, hey, listen, there's not as many challenges as my brain is telling me there is. So I have lots of opportunities to just be my normal self. Okay. Now, if you are one of those people that like actually doesn't have like as many normal days as you do fun days, please tag me and be my friend on Facebook because I want to hang out with you because you're doing a lot of fun stuff. That is not me, though. That is not me. So that's number two, is just busy schedules and telling ourselves that we don't have time to do the things we normally do. And maybe you really don't, but let's check that first. And the last one, I think, is the biggest one. And this is what we work on. Well, no, I said number one was the biggest one. The last one, number three, because hopefully those of us in maintenance, this isn't as huge of a trigger as it was maybe when you first joined OBS, but it is something that we focus a lot on in OBS, is that those emotional reasons for eating and probably like some social pressures. If you're that's the like the food pushers, the people who, if you haven't mastered the art of not eating when others are eating their faces off, then that's something that maybe you want to think about this holiday season. You want to think, like, how do I master the art of everyone else keep going back to the charcuterie while I sit there and engage in conversation or do those things? If you haven't worked on that, then that might be your challenge. So I want you to think, like, emotional reasons that you used to overeat, or maybe you still are doing it fairly consistently. Think about stress. Like, for a lot of us, the holidays can bring a lot of stress, right? Shopping and cooking and then family interactions that maybe you only see at holiday time. And it just anything else that comes up. There's a lot of social expectations that might sort of, you might see yourself having some more urges to cope with these things in your very well-practiced way of coping. And of course, then there's these abundance of beautiful coping things sitting on your counter that you baked three dozen of the other day, right? So there's that emotional and social pressures. So we can feel like this is going to make it challenging for us to stick to our personal goals or personal routines that we've established over time. Okay. So top three. More foods that you are not used to seeing, right? And maybe you don't have a lot of practice anymore around eating, and that you have a lot of history of just overeating. Number two, just telling yourself that you're too busy, that life is too hectic, that you're not going to be able to do the routines that you have in place to keep them going to help you maintain your weight. And then, of course, the last one is just social pressures, emotional coping necessities that you're finding yourself in, like those family dynamics and things like that. Okay. All right. So let's get to the good part. And while I'm doing this next part, I want you to, if you are in a place where you can jot some notes down, this would be really, really a good idea, because I'm going to give you strategies to help with some of these things that we talked about and how to help get you through them. So I'm going to give seven, and listen, this is not like by any means a comprehensive list. So if you have some other strategies, please feel free to pop them in the chat or put them in the Q&A and let me know, and I can mention, because I know you guys are all in maintenance, so you have really good strategies as well. But here's what I came up with. If you have been in maintenance a while, and you have let go of daily planning. Some of us choose to do that in maintenance, and some of us just keep going with it. There is no right or wrong answer. It's whatever's been working for you. But this is a great strategy to help get you through the holidays. Go back to planning. Don't depend on willpower, right? Because of all the reasons that I gave you earlier of why this is going to be challenging, the plan could be a really, really good foundation for you to go back to, right? It's gonna just allow you to plan ahead for gatherings. It allow you to think through your day. But most importantly, you can really decide in advance what you're gonna enjoy and what you're gonna skip. And that plan will serve as a trigger for you to investigate, which, if you are in maintenance, hopefully you've become really, really good at actually using your urges to investigate what might be going on with you instead of just resisting your urges and trying to white knuckle through them. So go back to planning. And if you are number two, which is busy schedules, here's my other advice about planning. If you've been planning, like you're a daily planner still and you're in maintenance, amazing. But perhaps you want to consider a different way of planning. For example, if planning right now for you takes, 5 or 10 minutes, and maybe you really have a day where you're going to have to wake up and you're going to have to like hit the ground running and get the turkey in the oven or whatever it is that you're making because you have family coming over, consider planning for the week instead of planning daily, or consider planning those days ahead of time. Like, you could go ahead and plan your Christmas day right now if you know what you're going to be having. You could just go ahead and get it done because your brain might tell you when you wake up Christmas morning that there's no time for that. Okay, so really prioritize that planning over willpower. That's number one. The second strategy I have for you, it's my favorite, it's mindful indulgence. We call this in No BS, another word we use for it is velvet roping. Really think about the foods that are going to matter to you. Those store-bought Christmas cookies, you know, the soft, really soft ones that have the really yummy icing, sugar cookie icing on there. Like, honestly, y'all, you can get those any time of year. They just change the frosting. They're all the same cookie. Okay, so really think about what matters. And I think I said this in a Facebook Live a couple weeks ago. Don't eat those cookies that have been sitting on the counter for a week and they're hard and crusty and no longer good. Like, if you're going to eat things like that, make it worth it. So mindful indulgence, my strategy number two for you. Strategy number three, set some boundaries on portions. Okay. Now, throughout the rest of the year, this might not be an issue for you. You might be a like rock star at charcuterie boards throughout the year. Like, it's not a problem. You have a really good strategy. Maybe your strategy is that you fill up one plate and, you make sure there's white space in there and you don't go back. You don't eat directly off the charcuterie board. That's one of my strategies. I never eat right off a charcuterie board. I ask for a plate or I get a napkin. I always eat something on a plate or on a napkin, right? Maybe that's what you do. Now, maybe you haven't had to do that all year, but perhaps the holidays, it would be helpful for you to put in some portion control ideas for yourself, okay? Number four, this is a good one. Keep moving. If this isn't, now, let me, okay, another disclaimer. I always have disclaimers, right? This may not be the time for you to like start this amazing new like exercise routine. I don't know. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not. You know you best. Think about your schedule. Think about what's going on with you. But if you have a movement plan that you've been doing it. Keep finding time for that. It will help your body like process the foods. I mean, how many of y'all go for like a walk right after like Thanksgiving dinner? I do. I just like, I need to get up before I do the dishes, and that kind of thing. Thanksgiving is one of my planned overeats, but not Christmas, but Thanksgiving. And I like to walk before I do the dishes. So if you've got a movement routine going, keep it going. Now, again, just like with planning, maybe it needs to change too. Maybe you need to consider, okay, normally I do a 30-minute workout or an hour-long workout. But man, on these days where I'm like having the family over or I've got places to go, maybe it's like 5-minute little bursts of energy. Maybe it's just some stretching in your kitchen, like literally while, you're in there waiting for the timer to go off or something like that. Little bursts of movement, not only to help your body process some of those calories, but also to really help your stress level, your emotions. A lot of us get tense around those times, and movement is a great way to burn off some of that energy. And it's also a really good opportunity for you to have impactful connection with yourself. So yoga stretches, heck, even if you just do like a meditation, this counts. These are all forms of movement for me that in my 20s, I would have never said counted because unless you were like sweating your ass off, it didn't count as movement. But now that I'm something, I love to consider meditation as movement because I look at movement now as just an opportunity for me to really look inside my body and move it in ways that show it that I love it and I care for it every day. Okay, so that's number four. Keep moving. Number five, stress management techniques. I don't know about y'all, but when I get really stressed about, like, one of my biggest stressors is gifts, like buying gifts. I always feel like I never have enough. Like, I do the five, my husband calls it the 5 minute $1,000 sprint, because I like 5 days out from Christmas, I have enough for the kids. And so I will go and I will spend this crazy amount of money because I'm panicked. Of course, I always had enough, but it's just something I do. But my, instead of like taking a deep breath and like using some of Kathy's amazing techniques that she teaches us, or if you don't have any other stress management techniques, if you're not listening to Kathy's calls, the Trusting Your Body course on the website has an amazing toolkit of stress management techniques. I always feel like, oh, when I'm stressed, I just need to get into action. I just need to go do the things. And sometimes that's a good answer, but sometimes it's better just to sort of, let me just calm myself a little bit. Let me calm my physical nervous system. So then my conscious brain, my that prefrontal cortex can come online and actually talk me through some of the things. You know what? I'm gonna try. Okay, I'm making a commitment to y'all to try that this year. Maybe that's gonna save us a lot of money. I'll let you know after the holidays. But do some stress management techniques. Really helpful. I want you to think like deep breathing, meditation, sunshine on your face. I mean, things like that to really help you. Movement is a good one to put in there too. Okay, number six. I only have two more. Number six, stay hydrated. That's water for me is one of the first things I let go of when I get super busy. I just don't feel it as often, or I'm just on the go. I forget to bring it with me. And honestly, those of us in maintenance, we know this too, right? Sometimes hunger, we feel hunger, but really what we need is thirst. We need water. It presents us as hunger, but it's really thirst. So make a point to get your water in. One of the techniques that I love, Corinne, I don't know if she still does this, but she used to do this. She would have her waters lined out for the day. So if y'all are like me, and you have 47 water bottles, because you know you're trying to find the most perfect one. Today I have my Florida State one, even though they suck right now, but I still watch them. I still support them. But if you're like me and you have a lot of water bottles, go ahead and just fill them all up. Fill out whatever the ones you need for the day, put them on your counter, and then grab one. Every time you finish one, just grab another one. Then you don't have to be like, you're out and about and you're like, oh, I just finished my water and I don't have a way to get another. You always have them ready to go. So stay hydrated because that's really going to help you with energy. It's going to help you with sleep. It's going to help process that food because y'all know digestion requires water. So really important, stay hydrated. Okay, I saved number seven for last because it wasn't something that I really started working on in No BS until, gosh, I would say probably 3 years into my journey, because I would call this, I would tell you that this goes into the realm of thought work. And those of you that have been listening to me for a while know that I initially lost my weight in No BS, not doing any thought work. I just did the basics. I was like, this is not hard. What's so hard about this? What is everybody talking about? This thought work stuff, right? And then I gained 15 pounds. And then I was like, well, shit. What happened? And then I asked myself, what is the one thing that Corinne is teaching that I have not embraced yet? And it was journaling and thought work and investigation of what I'm telling myself and listening to my own voice. So number seven is probably my most favorite, and I dare I say most effective tool that I use now. And that is finding things to show your brain other than the food, what is amazing about the holiday season. Now, when you st if you haven't tried this yet, it's probably going to require you writing it down. Like everyday writing, what is amazing about this holiday season? That's not just the food. Yes, the food can be amazing, but what else are you looking forward to? What else is going to be fun? If you don't have anything, this is your invitation to plan some fun things. Like I want you to think like crafts, games, going out to volunteer, serve in a soup kitchen, anything that's going to fill your cup besides just the excitement of what you're going to be eating. Really show your brain, hey, you know what? The food is really awesome, but this is also really important. Okay, so that's number seven. I spend a lot of time doing that, and it's really, really helpful to me. Not related to the holiday season, but one of the things that I realized my nighttime eating was about was it was the highlight of my day. This is why I was struggling to let that dessert go after dinner, was because it was the thing I, because I, what I did was I didn't plan it one day. And then I listened. This was in my thought work phase when I was doing. And then I listened to what my brain said. I looked at my plan and the little snack box thing was empty. I just put a line through it. And I listened and my brain said, well, then what do we have to look forward to today? And I was like, holy shit. Like, I'm using that dessert as the highlight of my day. Like, that was a clue to me to say, okay, girl, you need to find some things in your life that are going to be the highlight. And I'm just going to tell you, it was a combination of creating some highlights in my life. Like, I started instituting some new things and also acknowledging the highlights that already existed that I just was overlooking. Okay. All right. So I'm going to run through those really quick. How are we doing on time? Oh, perfect. And I see your hand raised, Lori. So I will get to you in just a second. Diane says, please post list. Oh, that's a great suggestion. Thanks, Diane. I'll post it in the Facebook group. And if you want the list and you're not in Facebook, just write into support and they will get it to me and I will send it to you via email. Number one, prioritize planning over willpower. If you've gotten away from planning, or if you need to change up your planning a little bit, like maybe plan for a week at a time, that's number one, get back to planning. Number two, velvet rope those foods, y'all. Don't be eating that janky cookie that's been sitting there for a week. That's not worth it. If you're going to eat a cookie, go get you a good one. Number three, portion out your foods. Have a plan for portion control. It's so easy to eat mindlessly. And the best way that we can combat that mindless eating is to sort of prepare your plate as sort of a safety net. At least there's less on your plate. So if you do decide to sort of check out emotionally and mentally, at least there's not a whole lot on your plate. Keep moving. Move a little bit, chunk it up if you need to, connect to your body, give yourself that space and time. Anything counts. I don't care if it's 10 squats while you're waiting for the turkey timer to go off. Stress management stuff, deep breathing, look for times, pockets of your day where you can just close your eyes for 2 minutes and give yourself a break. Staying hydrated, number six, keep drinking your water. And number seven, show your brain the other celebrations of this season that aren't food related. What else do you have to look forward to? Do you need to create some things? Okay, the one thing that I want, oh, look, thank you, Vivian. I love you so much for putting this all down. The caveat that I do want to, another caveat that I want to say is, for those of you that the holidays are an emotional time on the either sad or the grief time, all of these things still count as solutions. They're all predicated on this idea of acknowledging your feelings, however. Right? So if this is a hard time for you, then stay connected, drink your water, get in some movement, but mostly acknowledge your feelings. So for those of you who struggle during the holiday season with your feelings, I really, really encourage you to figure out what you need on those days and give that to yourself. Okay. Okay. Hallmark movie, sitting at night with just the Christmas lights on and candle. Oh my gosh, Christine. That sounds heavenly. And I love to do that too. Do y'all ever do that? Like, you just shut off all the lights. If you have a Christmas tree, or if you're Hanukkah, whatever you have, turn off all the lights, light the candles. And it's just so peaceful, isn't it? Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Let's get to some coaching, shall we? We've got Lori. We got two Loris. Okay. Lori May, I'm pulling you up. Let's chat, girl. I'm promoting you to panelist. I need to take a drink. I feel like I just ran a marathon. Y'all, I know I talk fast too. I've gotten that feedback from members before. Slow down, Christy. I don't know why I talk so fast. Okay, Lori, how are you? I can't see you or hear you.
There we go.
Oh, hello, friend.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm totally in my car trying to balance my phone on my steering wheel. So.
Okay. Listen, kudos for that. Everybody give Lori a thumbs up for that Woo-hoo! Flexibility. What's happening, mama?
Okay. So I have a brother who has a brain tumor, is ending year of life. I'm probably going to cry through this whole thing. Just, I know that. That's okay.
That's okay.
He's not married. He doesn't have any kids. We're working to keep him in his home. That has been his wish, just to stay home. And my brother and I are trying our best to do that. That involves me going up after work just about every day, spending a couple hours, and then my brother meets up with me and I come home.
Okay.
And I'm coming home and I'm eating and I'm drinking to decompress. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know it. Like, I know what I'm doing, but
yeah.
I don't try and stop it.
Mm. Mm.
And I want, like, I keep thinking, like, what else can I do? Like, oh, I'm gonna get my sauna blanket out, and I'm gonna get my sauna blanket. But then the moment comes, and I'm like, I don't feel like dragging that thing out and getting in it and getting sweaty and then having to take a shit. Like, and then, you know what I mean? Like, my mind just lets me talk myself out of anything.
Yeah. Why do you
And,
think your mind lets you talk yourself out of it? Because it sounds like you came up with some good ideas to try. Why do you think your mind talks you out of that?
because eating is easier at the moment, I'm thinking.
How do you feel when you're eating?
Oh God, did I lose you?
I can still hear you.
Can you see me?
Yep.
Okay.
How do you feel when you're eating?
I guess comfort. I hate my kids right now, just so you know that. They keep
Okay.
calling. I feel comfort.
You feel
I feel like it
comfort.
takes my mind off things for a little bit. Where if I'm laying in that sauna blanket, it's just gonna, what am I, what else do you do but think?
So what's the food doing for you, Lori?
It's just giving me comfort.
It's giving you comfort because you're avoiding.
Because I'm what? I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Avoiding.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? It's comfortable to avoid.
It is.
Yeah.
Am I frozen for you?
You are, but you don't look weird, so it's fine.
Sorry, I don't, this is what you get for trying to do this in your car.
That's okay. This is real life, people. Real life. It's okay. We can still hear you really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop the video and try and start it again because I feel like that maybe that would help. Oh, there we go. Okay. So what do I do? Like, I feel like I'm feeling my feelings and I'm crying and I'm acknowledging what's going on, but
How do you do that?
how do I acknowledge what's going on?
Yeah, you said, I feel like I'm feeling my feelings and I'm acknowledging what's going on. How do you do that? How are you doing that?
By letting myself cry, letting myself be sad, you
Is
know,
that what you do on the
acknowledging
way
that
when
this
you're
is,
driving home?
yeah, in front of him, I'll cry. Like, we cry, we've cried together.
Okay.
I try not to cry in front of my daughter. My one daughter that's on the spectrum, I think that adds a little like stress to me, to my life, I guess. I don't know. She's struggling with, I'm not home at night to eat dinner with, things like that. So I feel like that puts a little bit more on my shoulders. But for the most part, I let myself cry. I try and tell her and myself this is a phase of our life. We go through phases of life. Some are harder than others. But I'm almost like afraid to get out. I got on the scale last week and I gained like 3 pounds. Still within my maintenance range. But now I'm afraid to even get on the scale.
Okay, well we can talk about the scale in a second. But if we're eating to distract from our feelings, then the first step is allowing the feelings, which it sounds like you're doing some of. Are there times that you're not?
There are times that I'm not when I'm home with my daughter.
And when does the eating happen?
At night when I'm home.
Okay.
Woohoo. Okay.
Yeah. And this is hard, right? This is hard.
It is. It
Your
is.
brain is so doing its best to take care of you right now. It's okay. It's really working exactly how it should.
Okay.
The food is giving you some relief.
It is.
Because when you're eating, you're not feeling your feelings. You're thinking about whatever else you're thinking about. Right? And so that's your brain just like, listen, all bets are off. You remember the window of tolerance?
No.
Okay. So all of us sort of have this window of tolerance. Like I want you to think back to like when you first started in OBS.
Okay.
Like think about the things that would happen in your life that would send you into an overeat.
Okay.
Like I don't know
Yeah.
about you, but like I'd stub my toe and then I'd be like, Mom, Mom, I need a
Yep.
cookie. You know,
Yep.
I would do whatever. Like I don't know. Target would be out of my favorite whatever, and I'd be like, well, you know what? I'm just going to get a Twix then.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
That was my window of tolerance was barely open. It was barely a crack. Like it was the teeniest, tiniest window. Now, over
Yes.
time that I've learned to feel my feelings and I've learned to connect to myself, my window has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, I'm just going to tell y'all that, remember at the top of the call when I said that I gained my 15 pounds, after I'd lost my weight? That was right when
Right.
my son went to college. He was my firstborn. I never experienced a kid going to college before. That was
Okay.
outside of my window of tolerance. I didn't.
Yes.
My brain is like, listen, we can handle a lot of things without needing food, but that one, we don't know about that. Like, we got to go back to what we know works. And so I ate and I put on 15 pounds. So you're just outside of your window of tolerance here. Now, the good news is it doesn't mean you have to stay there. It doesn't, that's not what I'm saying. It all is not lost. It's not hopeless. But it's just acknowledging that, of course, you're eating sometimes through this. It's okay. Because the truth is, sometimes you're going to be able to consciously think yourself through and choose some of these other options. And Lori, sometimes you're not, and that's okay.
Okay.
How does that land with you?
It's kind of like what I've been thinking. I just don't like, I don't know. I don't want to come out of this 10 or 15 pounds heavier. Like,
Okay. Yeah.
and I know that's, my work to do. And then
What's
just,
why? Okay, let's just talk about that. What's going to
Okay.
happen if you come out of this with 10 pounds, 15 pounds? Now what?
I'm going to be disappointed.
Okay. Disappointment. Got it. Have you had disappointment before?
Yes.
Okay. You're still here.
Yep.
Yep. We'll feel disappointment for sure. We'll be disappointed. That's normal. That's probably, there's no way to get around that, right? Your habit brain's going to be disappointed.
Okay.
And then what? And then what happens after disappointment? Oh,
I
dang
guess
it.
I just work on getting my habits back in line.
Yeah,
Are you
when you're
there?
ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're ready,
Okay.
you'll get your habits back online, right? But
Okay.
fear about how you're going to feel in the future, if you possibly, I mean, can you see all the like, I'm worried about the possibility of possibly, maybe this might happen.
Yes.
How is that going to affect you today in the way you show up today?
I think it's just probably adding,
Yeah.
more
Yes,
stress.
my love. We do not need to be going through what you're going through with your sweet brother and then putting this layer of worried about of being disappointed because we gained 10 pounds.
Yeah. True.
Like, yeah. So can we just like handshake, pinky swear, promise each other that if you put on 10 pounds, when you're ready, you'll
Yeah.
put back into your habits when you're back inside
Okay.
your window, you'll just put those. And so the only consequence of the 10 pound gain is going to be a little bit of time.
True, true. Okay.
I mean, I know you're married. You still going to be married if you put on 10 pounds?
Yes.
You're gonna get fired from your job? You're not like a fashion model or something, are you?
I could be, but no.
Yes, you could be. I will
But
give you
no.
my top because it's very cute.
Ooh,
Yes, you're not a, right. You're still gonna get have your job.
yes.
Any friends gonna leave your accountability group? Gonna kick you out if you gain 10 pounds?
No.
Okay. So the only consequence to possibly, maybe, perhaps, sort of putting on the 10 pounds is maybe your clothes are a little bit tighter. Maybe you have to buy some stretchy pants for a while.
I've got plenty of them.
You got those. You got those. Okay. Don't we all? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just outside your window of tolerance. You're doing the right things, Lori.
Okay.
You're feeling your feelings when you feel safe to do so. And it's, I get it that you don't want to do it in front of your daughter.
Yeah.
Right? When my husband deployed for a year and my kids were really little, I cried in the shower because I didn't want to appear to them. I mean, they were 4 and 1, right?
Right.
So I didn't want to really cry in front of them because I wanted them to see a strong mommy, right? Of course, now I think I would do it differently, but you have a little bit of different circumstances than I did, with your
She was a
19 on the
fixate on
spectrum.
it.
Yeah, she's on the spectrum, so it's a little bit. So I applaud you for taking that into account. I mean, you're going through this grief with your brother, and you're also incorporating your daughters and what's best for her. Like, it's a lot, mommy, and you're doing a really good job.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I knew I just needed to talk to you.
I'm so glad you raised your hand.
Yes.
And, you're going to help a lot of people because there's a lot of people that go through these holidays with different situations, that involve grief. And it's the same thing, right? Acknowledging your feelings. Don't put that added layer of fear about weight gain on top of you right now because we
Okay.
already have a plan for that. We already pinky swore promised that if you
Okay.
do put on weight, you're j when you're ready, you'll just get back to normal.
Okay. I
Okay.
just need to keep retelling myself that.
You just need to keep feeling your feelings as much as you can. You really need to find an opportunity. What did you say? The blanket that you said would be helpful? Did you say you under a
Oh,
blanket?
I saw the blanket.
Yeah, your sauna blanket. Okay, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds amazing.
It's like a sauna, but it's like in a blanket. You put it on the bed and you lay in it. The heat gets up and you get all sweaty. And
Okay, this sounds like menopause, but okay.
it's supposed to be good for you and like relaxing and help your muscles after a good workout and things like
I
that.
love that. So maybe schedule some time to get in it, but maybe don't associate it with emotions. Maybe just get in there and do it and see what that does for you physically. And if emotions come up at the time, maybe you'll just allow them, but maybe just give it a try it when you're feeling kind of, okay and are having a good day. Just get in there and try it. So now your brain can say, oh, this is how I feel when I'm in there. And then maybe it'll allow you to sort of do it when you're having one of those emotional days. The other thing that you can do too is jot down a couple of other ideas that are really helpful for you to get through those emotional times. Whatever works for you. Like, you could even schedule times to grieve. I know that sounds weird. It's like, remember when Kathy used to do the worry bucket? You'd put all your worries in a bucket, and then at 4 o'clock, you'd pull them all out and read them and worry about all of them. And then you would at 4:30 be like, okay, I'm done. Right? I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but you could do that. You could say, you know what? Because while you're with your daughter, maybe it's like, listen, I notice I'm feeling these things in my body right now. I really am feeling the grief, but I am just not. I don't feel like I should express it right now. So as soon as she goes to bed, I'm gonna put on some music and I'm gonna look through some pictures and I'm really just gonna feel what I'm feeling.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay, Mama. You
All
are
right.
getting so much love in the chat.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go back and look at it. Thank you.
Go back and look. It was good to
All
see
right.
you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. You
Take
too.
care, honey.
Bye.
All right, bye. Okay. Gonna put her back down and we're gonna pull up. Wait, why isn't it? Okay, Lori, I can't get you back down. I don't know why. Let me
Okay. You
see.
want me to just leave? I leave it?
You could try that. I don't see my
Okay.
three dots.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Bye. Okay. Phew. I don't know what happened to my three dots because I couldn't even see your name anymore. All right, I'm gonna pull up Paula. Remote to panelists, Paula Mantel, PM. Piled on blankets on my bed. It's kind of a weighted blanket and it's very comforting. Yeah, Vivian. Yeah. Going through something like this also. I'm so sorry, Jackie. Hi, Ellen. Hugs. Oh, yeah. You're stuck with us, Luann says. Yeah. Okay. Now I see Lori is still here. Oh, now I can put her back down.
Okay.
Okay.
Here.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. You know what? With all due respect, I don't know how I must have hit a button. I was not planning to come on. When you called my name, I'm like, oh no, what did I do? I mean, I'm out walking the dog. So I
It.
apologize.
Where, no, it's okay. Well, how are you? Are you in maintenance? Let's just ask. We'll just
Well,
chit-chat for a second.
okay. I mean, yes and no. If I
Okay.
go by Weight Watcher standards,
Oh.
no. If I go by no BS standards, I'm within 5 pounds of, or less than 5 pounds of my goal weight. So technically, yes.
Okay.
I guess. And that gives me a little comfort. So I don't know. I mean, I maintained my weight for about 5 years, and within this last year, I've gone up over it, and I've been a little sad that I, was not quote unquote at my goal weight. even within the range, I'm outside of the range, I guess you'd say. And that is disappointing to me because I maintained it for 5 years. And, and so.
How big's your range? You don't have to tell me the numbers, but just how big is your range?
Well, I guess I would say 5 pounds. I mean, from a, and I mean, to be perfectly transparent, I did lose my weight through Weight Watchers, I came to no BS because of the thought work, because that, you know, that wasn't there. And so it's been kind of a hybrid approach, I would say, but, you know, like, so I guess, I mean, I'm technically, I mean, I'm here, I think I'm in maintenance and maybe need to get over the strict standards that Weight Watchers says versus no BS.
Yeah, I love that. But that's hard, right? Because how long were you in Weight Watchers?
5 years.
Yeah.
2019, yeah. I started. And I mean, and I was really proud that I lost the weight. I lost 30 pounds. I feel great.
Amazing.
And, you know, but again, the thought work wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And so, but so, yeah, I mean, for someone who said I wasn't good, I didn't sign up to be coached, here I am saying, well, you know, what's the mindset between like being disappointed in under, you know, the previous guidelines versus what no BS offers and feeling good about that still.
Yeah. It's normal when you've been operating on one set of rules. So one set of standard to reach, right? And then we sort of shift programs. You can't help but bring that programming with you. I mean, I could probably still look at any food and tell you how many points it is. Like I spent so many years doing that. I'll be like, oh, that's seven. That's 7 points right there.
Yeah.
Like I could just do it, right? Like I can't undo that now, right?
Yeah.
And so this is kind of like when Corinne says things like, you know, come to no BS. I wish we could like, well, this is something I say. You ever see that movie Men in Black?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't seen it. Do you live in Canada? Where do you live?
I live in Arkansas.
You live in Arkansas. Okay. You had a little
bit of a Canadian accent. But I grew up in, I grew up 90 miles south of the Canadian border in North
Dakota. I was going to say, girl, not you don't live in Arkansas with that accent. Now, come on. Right? But there, anyway, like those of us that have seen Men in Black, there's like this little flashy thing that they have that they can erase people's memories. So I wish that when people came to no BS, we could like flashy thing all their diet bullcrap, right? Because, but it's hard when you spent so many years. I started Weight Watchers in 2002. Like, and I think I did it all the way up until 2015, like off and on, right? So I get you. But when you have all of those Weight Watcher rules and then you come to no BS, it's not like you forget them. Your brain is still like, this is why we come to no BS when Corinne says you can eat the things that you want. And your Weight Watcher brain is like, the hell you can. That's going to be like 20 points. Yeah. Right. And so it's, we got to work through that. Right. And so you get to decide, Paula, there, I promise you, the Weight Watcher police are not going to come to your house and tie you up and take you away because you have declared maintenance and it's not within their standards. So you just get to decide. And the way we decide whether or not we're in maintenance here in no BS is, do you like the way you look? Do you feel good in your body? But most importantly, do you like the relationship you have with yourself and food? And that's how we decide.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And I would say yes and no.
Okay. Okay. Know. Well, but at least, hey, but at least now we have a direction. So tell me about the no.
Well, the no is, I feel, you know, my pants are a little tighter, you know, and all of that. And I'd like to get back to where I guess when I journal and when I write things, I say, I'd like to get back to the integrity I felt, you know, like, like the, you know, where I was doing the things I needed to do to feel good, to stay in quote unquote maintenance.
Okay.
And I mean, I guess I felt like I had accomplished something, you know?
Okay. So the feeling that you like is integrity with yourself and the things that you did to be in that maintenance range. What kinds of things were those?
Well, I mean, 24-hour plan, drinking water, the sleep. I mean, the very things that no BS teaches. I mean, when you're doing all those things, it happens. You know what? I mean, I feel like it does. I mean, I think that's why the program is so good.
Yeah. So if you had to pick one of the basics that you're sort of a little bit out of integrity with right now, what do you think it is?
I would say stopping at enough.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Why do you think you, why do you think you sort of are not stopping at enough like you were before? What's going on?
I think I've just let the reins loose a little bit. Like, oh, it's okay. I'll get back on track with it, or I'll do it later. Lots of excuses. And sometimes don't even really think about it, quite honestly.
Okay. How does that make sense that you did that? That you're doing that right now?
I think maybe probably a little lazy. I don't know if lazy is the right word, but like I achieved what I wanted to do, felt really good about it, and then slowly have not been doing the things I need to do to stay in. I think that's what I would say.
So we've let go of stopping it enough because we had this thought like, I've arrived.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. Right. That's how I felt when I hit my goal weight with Weight Watchers. I was like, oh, thank God. I'm here. I'm done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I made it. And in my mind, I thought because I had made it following the Weight Watcher rules that they would just stick.
Right.
That I could just check out now because apparently the Weight Watcher rules are now inside of me and just running my body and I don't really have to pay attention. But what I figured out, probably what you're figuring out, is now's the time where we have to really think through and be deliberate and fall in love with the idea of stopping at enough, which means we have to be cognizant of our physical enough cues and our brain's desire to keep going.
Yes.
Because oftentimes there's going to be some cognitive dissonance there, right? Like your stomach is telling you, your stomach is the truth teller, right? I call the guy that lives down there, Bob. He is the truth. He never lies. It's impossible for him to lie.
Right.
And he is always telling me whether I need more food or not, or whether I need food period or not. He's telling me. Now, it took me a hot second to like connect with his way of thinking because I had disconnected from my stomach for so long because I just ate my points, you know?
Yeah.
But so that might be the missing piece for you. It's noticing where your enough is and then paying attention to what your brain thinks about that.
Yes. Yes.
So if you don't have the relationship with food that you want right now, I want you to think, actually, what I need to work on is the relationship with my physical stomach and my mental at the same time while I'm eating.
Okay.
Now, the good news is, Paula, it's not going to take like forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Right. And you don't have to do it every meal because I'm not going to lie to you. Doing it out at a restaurant with like all your friends, probably going to be a little challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But when you're home and the conditions are ripe, I want you to think, okay, Coach Christy said to hear my enough in my physical body, but then listen for what my brain is saying about that.
Yeah.
Are they arguing? Are they disagreeing? Is Bob saying, actually, we're good? But Steve is saying, oh no, it's just a little bit. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is still eating it. I'll start again tomorrow. Oh my gosh, I am noticing the conflict.
Yeah.
Right? And then you get to decide, but it all has to start with awareness. It all has to start with reconnecting and making sure you're present while you're interacting with food so you can see what the difference is between what your stomach is saying and your brain is saying. Okay?
Yes.
Does that sound like something that you want to do? Is that like future you wants to be that kind of person? Or no, you want to be able to check out?
No, I do. I do want to be that because I have been that person. I have been that person before. And I want to get back to that because I you feel so much better. Like, it doesn't feel great when your belly's really full. I mean, and I know that. I don't like that. But, you know, you let it slide. And then there you are. And you're like, oh, why did I do that? You know, why did I eat the rest of that? I don't, I mean,
Have you ever, that's it's so good, right? Like, have you ever regretted stopping it enough? Is there any time that any of us have stopped it enough and we're like, God, I wish I would have overeaten?
Yeah.
No.
That's a good power thought, right?
Yes.
That's a good power
we
thought.
Never regret. I say the same thing about a workout. I've never regretted a workout.
Yes. True.
Right? I never come back and be like, oh, I wish I just hadn't done that workout. Wait, actually, there was one time I dropped a barbell on my toe and I broke it. I regretted that workout.
Ouch. Yeah, I
Yeah, that
bet.
hurt. Yeah. So, okay, I want to challenge you, Paula. Are you in the Facebook
Okay.
group?
Yes, I am. The
Okay.
maintenance Facebook group? Or is,
Yes.
yes.
Yes. Okay. So listen, there's only like 100 and something people listening to you right now,
Okay.
making that, are going to hear you make this promise. Whenever the next meal is for you to really tune in to your physical cues and your mental thinking while you're eating, I want you to jot down what you notice while you're eating a meal. So maybe, I don't
Okay.
know if tonight's a good night for that. Just do it one time. You don't even have to do it a thousand times, but just do it one time. And if you want to, post in the Facebook group and let us know what you noticed about your physical cues and what you noticed about what your brain is saying. We kind of
Okay.
call this a monk meal. Like you might have heard Corinne talk about a monk meal. It doesn't necessarily have to be about a monk meal. You could do this while you're watching Wheel of Fortune, if that's what you watch like I do. You could do it while you're doing that, but just kind of check in every now and then and be like, okay, what is my stomach? How does it feel? Do I think this is my enough? And then listen for your Steve. And is he arguing? What is he saying?
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Because if you want to get just a little bit back down, because you said partly yes, partly no, maybe you don't need to get back down to what Weight Watcher said you were supposed to be, but
Yes.
maybe you just want to clean up this little bit of
Yes.
overeating that you're doing because that's not who you want to be. This is how
Right.
we do it.
Okay. Okay. The
Yeah.
cognitive dissonance of it.
No,
Yeah.
I call
No,
it the
it's good.
argument. I call it the
The
argument,
argument.
the
Yeah.
conversation, the
Sure.
negotiating. Steve is a good negotiator. I often think I should have been a lawyer because I think I could have helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, I'm glad you came on accidentally.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for these calls. Thank you for leading this group. It's really awesome. And
You're welcome.
it's just, we learned so much. So thank you. I
Good.
appreciate
Thank
it.
you so much. It's my absolute pleasure.
All
Okay.
right.
I don't know how
Thank
to
you.
get you back down either, so I don't
Okay.
know, but
I will see
you
if
can
I'll see if I
leave.
can. Yes, I'll see if
Aren't
I
I
can
nice?
leave.
I'm like, you can leave, Paula. I
That's
don't know
okay.
where the
I'll
three
leave.
dots went. I'm going to have to ask somebody how to do that. I used to be able to
All
do it.
right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye,
Okay. Let me
hun.
see. Okay. Bye.
Oh,
Bye-bye.
I just found it. I just found it. Bye, Paula. Okay. We are almost right at our time. Thank you so much. Are there any other questions before I hop off? We got like 2 minutes. I answered the one in Help Scout or about Help Scout, which is just our support. You can email the website. Okay. Keep participating in the Facebook group, y'all. We've been a little bit quiet. So get in there. We are your support people. We are your people. We are the maintenance people. Okay. So if you're struggling, please don't struggle in silence. Please don't tell yourself things like, well, I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. Post in the Facebook group or email me at support and be like, Chrissy, I am like struggling. I'm not doing the things, whatever. Let's talk about it. Don't miss the opportunity to get all this support and ideas. Okay. Because if you're not doing the things, there's a really good reason. And it's not just hammering yourself into doing it. We got to understand. We got to ask what's going on with us. Okay. And also one little public service announcement. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tomorrow. You get to sleep in. Okay. Thank y'all so much. I will post that list in Facebook. If you're not in Facebook and you want my 7 tips to getting through the holidays, then just email support and I will send it to you via email. Guys, it was really good seeing everybody and I will talk to you next month in December. Take care, everybody.